Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Aklal, Samaches, and we're learning Sif Yud Zayin. So in Sif Yud Zayin and Sif Yud Ches, the Chayodim talks about doing mitzvahs based on the concept of Avo and based on the concept of Yira. So Sif Yud Zayin deals with the concept of Avo. So under that umbrella, the Chayodim says a few ideas. Shiyasena me'abas Hashem. A person should do the mitzvahs because he loves Hashem. Lo l'shem p'niyah. Not because you have any direction while you're doing it. In other words, you have some type of benefit that you're doing it for, and not because you have some type of hanoa out of it. But you're doing because you love Hashem, the same way a person would do something in the relationship between a husband and a wife, a parent and a child. They're not doing it because they want to get something out of it. Doing because they want to give to the individual that they're giving to, because they love them. So Hashem made a chesed that through the mitzvahs, as it were, we have found a way to give something to Hashem. Hashem has set up the world, kabayachu, that as if he needs some process from Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is giving something to him through the CSM mitzvahs. So I want to give that to Hashem. I want to give Hashem that pleasure and that hanoa that I'm serving him through his mitzvahs. Then he says like this, V'gam shalo yasena kilo hu chaya b'dabar v'retza lifta mimenu v'hilav kemasa. Sometimes a person says, you know, I have responsibility. I want to get over and done with. Person comes home and says, I have my homework. So I don't like doing homework. I'd rather not do homework, but I know I have to do it. So I do it as quickly as possible, get it done, get out of my hair, and now I'll go have a good time. So I'm doing it not because I really desire to do it, but I just want to get the burden off of my head. So a person should not do mitzvahs along those lines. The Bach talks about this concept in regards to the idea of davening, that a person should not daven, that the goal of davening is just to fulfill your obligation of davening. That's shot in the mission. The person should not make the Tvilos HaKeva. Tvilos HaKeva means that you're doing it because you have a kvias to do it, and that you have a responsibility to do it. You want to just finish that burden of tefillah. The Bach understands a person would daven like that. A person would not be yotze tefillah. That's not what the process of tefillah. Tefillah is a person is desiring to have a relationship. So the Chayotim is extending the same concept to all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are really the idea of a relationship. So if a person's in a relationship, a husband to the wife, says, listen, I'm doing it because I have responsibilities to you. I want to get it over with and done with so I can go take care of my own interests. That wouldn't be building a relationship. That would be, if anything, it would be the opposite of building a relationship. And the Chayyarim adds another stage. So I feel a hoya mitzvah ba hoya mishtaikik la'asoyisa. That a person should be desire to want to do mitzvahs, should have a desire for mitzvahs, not because he has to, he's mitzvah in it, but because this is a vehicle to show his love and his care for Hashem, and that's why he wants to do it. The Baruch Hashem has expressed that this is his rotzen, that these things should happen. The Baruch Hashem is expressing his rotzen through the mitzvahs. So if that's what he likes and that's what he wants, that's why I want to do it. So the same way we can imagine that a husband knows what makes his wife happy. So he doesn't wait till she asks him to do it. He wants to do it beforehand. And even if she asks him to do it, he doesn't do it then because now he has to do it. He says, I'm doing it because I would have the desire to give you what you want. Even if you wouldn't ask me, I would want to do this. So the same attitude would be towards Avodas Hashem, that a person is doing it because he wants, the person made a chesed, that we have a way to give nachas ruach to him, and I want to do that. So Sharm talks about this as a high madrega that a person would want to reach. It's obviously this madrega that the Chayyarim is talking about is not something which the average person is reaching in any near future, but it's something that a person should strive for and understand what it means. A person, every time you do a mitzvah, really what you're doing is you're expressing an opportunity to show your love and care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much you desire to be there to serve him and fulfill his ratzon and desire for the Bria. And that's the opportunity that Hashem gave us through mitzvahs. If we would approach mitzvahs with that attitude, it totally change the process of how we're doing a mitzvah. When the person says the Shem Yichud, so well, we spoke about whether to say it or not, the Shem Yichud itself is the idea of doing some type of a Kabbalistic impact that the mitzvah has. But we add the words B'dechilu Urechimu. So B'dechilu is with Dachil, which is Yira, Urechimu is with love. That we're doing this with love and with Yira is something that a person really should think about before they do the mitzvah. That the mitzvah is an opportunity to express your love for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. We may talk a few more pratim about this before we go on. Ibesa Hashem, but meanwhile, have a good day.